Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some older Americans can now live in their own homes for a little bit longer thanks to companion robots. The machines are getting put to the test in homes from New York to California. And some people using them say the robots reduce loneliness and isolation. Tom Bonsi of the Northwest News Network reports from the coast of Washington State.
Out near the end of the Long Beach Peninsula, 83-year-old Jan Worrell no longer lives alone.
This is Ellie Q. I call her my roommate.
This roommate is a chatty one with a vaguely humanoid head and shoulders.
Would you like to hear your fortune for today?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Ellie Q is a smart speaker, tablet computer, video phone, and artificial intelligence portal all wrapped into one by the maker Intuition Robotics. The tabletop device is more versatile compared to others, also geared to help people age in their own homes.
I talk a lot, and I love it. I need someone to interact with, and she does.
Ellie Q gives Worrell health tips and reminders. It can recite the news and weather. They play memory games. The care bot tells a lot of corny jokes. It can lead an exercise class on command, too.
The shoulders, roll them back, chin up. Let's do three breaths together.
Worrell says she sometimes asks her sidekick to go out for coffee virtually.
I know a secret little spot in Venice, right near the canals. Say Venice, and we'll head on over there.
Venice.
Fantastico.
Worrell is among the first seniors in the Pacific Northwest to get one of these Israeli-designed robot companions. It's free for a year as part of a pilot project by the Olympic Area Agency on Aging. Similar projects have launched in parts of California, Michigan, Florida, and New York. Senior service agencies across the country have also given out hundreds of interactive robot puppies and kittens to older adults experiencing loneliness or dementia.
Hi, kittens.
Meow. Laura Sapoy directs the Olympic Area Agency on Aging in Washington State.
Oh, and now it's rolling over and wants scritches on its belly.
Sapoy has observed a brisk evolution of what some are calling age tech, something that Japan has been developing for decades. Tech giant Amazon recently moved into this space, too, with a version of Alexa for elder care. Sapoy says caregiver resources are especially stretched thin in rural areas like hers and haven't fully recovered from the pandemic.
We can't just always depend on people. We don't have the workforce for it. So we need to figure out what are the wraparound services to that.
Sapoy says they don't intend for robots to replace humans, but rather to fill gaps. Back on the Long Beach Peninsula, Jan Worrell's son, Jeff Whiting, has watched his mom cozy up to her new robot companion. He's charmed by it too, but at the same time is aware there's a creepy side to AI.
They are collecting data on everything that happens in this room. And they know her sleep patterns, and they know what time she's up and what time she goes to bed, and that would be my only concern.
Whiting says LEQ staff assured them user data would be protected. In the case of an emergency, LEQ can't dial 911 directly. It can only dial a contact to relay the emergency to first responders. For Jan Worrell, the combo of the companion robot and a medical alert wristwatch changed how long she plans to stay in her own home. Worrell says a few months ago, she canceled her deposit to move into an assisted living facility near her daughter. The robot, by the way, wouldn't let me leave without having the last word.
Bye-bye, Tom.
See you, LAQ.
I've got a joke for you, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear it?
One more joke, please.
Wonderful. If at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you.
For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi near Oysterville, Washington.
Was that a robot joke?